Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Tov Tes. We are up to Sif Beis. The last three words on page Resh, Ayin Dalet, we're about to turn on to page 548. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Tzaruch Shiyehu Ve'eruvo B'mokom Echad. You have to have the person and his Eruv being in the same place. In order that a person should be able to eat his Erev during Bein HaShmashos. Lefikach, therefore, im niskaven lishbos b'rishus harabim, if his intention was to be shoves in the Rishus HaRabim, v'iniach eruvo b'rishus HaYachid, and he left his Erev in the Rishus HaYachid, or he planned on being shoves in Rishus HaYachid, v'iniach eruvo b'rishus HaRabim, and he put his Erev in the Rishus HaRabim. So, eino Erev, that's not a good Erev. He can't carry out from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim during Bein HaShmashos except by doing an Avera. Avol, im niskaven lishbos b'Rishus HaYachid o b'Rishus HaRabim. Or if his kavanah was to be shoves in either Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim, v'iniach eruvo b'karmelis, and he placed his Erev in a karmelis, oshen eskavin lishvos b'karmelis, or his intention was to be shoves in a karmelis, v'iniach eruvo b'Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim, hareza Erev, that would be a good Erev. Shebishas k'niyas ha'Erev, shehu bein hashmoshos, because then at the time when the Erev takes effect, which is bein hashmoshos, mutter lohutzi ulahachnis mikol echad mishteha rishuyos l'karmelis l'dvar mitzvah. You are allowed to take out and bring in from both a Rishus HaYachid and a Rishus HaRabim to a Karmelis for the purposes of a mitzvah. Shekol dover shehu midirei so, from anything that's only us and midirabonon, lo gozru ola bein hashmashos, they will not gozer on it during bein hashmashos, b'mikol mitzvah o b'shas adchak, if it's a situation of a mitzvah or it's a pressing situation. Now this discussion over here of the Mechaber is discussing when a person places an Erev, and normally you're Kona Shvisa in the place where your Erev is, but here a person is trying to be Kona Shvisa in a different place than his Erev, so it has to really be B'makom Echad, it has to be that you're able to bring your Erev to where you are being Kona Shvisa. You can't be Kona Shvisa in one Rishus and have your Erev in another Rishus, because then you can't bring the Erev to the Makom where you're Kona Shvisa. So therefore, if a person wants to split it, it's not going to work if they're in two separate Rishuyos where there would be an Isra Darais involved in bringing the Erev to the place where the person wants to be Kona Shvisa. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Ches, Kedei Sheyia Efshar, the reason why Huve Eruvo must be Makom Echad is so that you should be able to eat it during Bein HaShmashos. The hatam ha'eruv, because the reason of an eruv is mishum denechshav ki'ilu kavar diraso sham. When a person makes an eruv, it's ki'ilu he's establishing his dir over there. Sivkatan tes, it has to be that he's able to get to it to eat it during bein hashmashos. Shehuzman k'nias eruv bein hashmashos is the time when the eruv is kaina where it takes effect. Tchila Shabbos, which is in the beginning of Shabbos. Sivkatan yud shekol davar. So he said in the Mechaber at the end that if it's only from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYachid or a Rishus Rabim, that would be okay, because anything that's only Asim and the Rabbanon would not gozer during Bein HaShmashos B'Makom Mitzvah. A Mavur B'Shas, the Gemara explains, the Afin Nosen Eruvo Agabe Ilon, even if one places Eruv on a tree, Shu Lamata Me'asar Tfachim, which is below 10 Tfachim, V'hu Niskavin Lishbos Lamata Ba'aret Shu Rishus HaRabim, and the person's Kavanah was to be Kona Shvisa under the tree in the Rishus HaRabim, and now the Eruv is going to be in the tree, he's Kona Shvisa in the Rishus HaRabim, so Af Sheyesh Bazeh Shnei Shvusim, even though in this case, to get his Erev to him would involve two Isurei Derabanan. Im Yitol HaErev Min HaIlan, if you would take the Erev from the tree. Echad, number one, Shu Mikarmelis Rishus HaRabim. The tree, which is a Karmelis, would be taking the Erev from the tree, which is a Karmelis, to where he is being Shoves, which is the Rishus HaRabim. The HaIlan Karmelisu. Va'odan, secondly, Shu Mishtamish B'Ilan Shu Mechuber. He's also making use of a tree which is attached to the ground. So even though it involves two Isurei Derabanan, afilu hachi havi Erev, still this Erev would be good. Mitam, for the reason, de lo gozru al shvusim ein hashmashos. The Rabbanon were not gozer, their Isurim during Ben Hashmashos, umikomokom yeshvusin shegozru afal inyanzeh. However, there are some shvusin that they were gozer during Ben Hashmashos. Ukid lakameh b'sif sha'achazeh, like we'll see shortly, Mirtz Hashem, in Siv Gimel. Siv Katan Yud Aleph, they did not make their gzeros in Makom Mitzvah. The Erev Tchumen Choshev Bimkom Mitzvah, and Erev Tchumen is considered Makom Mitzvah. The Ha'ein Ma'arvin Elo L'dvar Mitzvah, because as we've said many times already, you can only make an Erev Tchumen for the purposes of a mitzvah. Kidla Kama Mesimen Tov Tesvav, like we'll see more details about that halacha in Tov Tesvav. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Siv Gimel. Nisano Barosh Hakona Oha Kundus. A person places Erev on top of some kind of reed, hatsomchem min ha'aretz, that is growing from the ground. So, eino Erev, that is not a good Erev. Why? Mipnei she'mi'achar she'em rakim v'nochim liktom, since this kona and this kundus are soft, and therefore it's easy for them to break. V'yischayiv chatos, and you will be chayiv chatos. So, gozru behem. They were gozer afilu ben hashmashos. The Ramah says, v'im him rakim ki yerek, but if they're very soft, like a vegetable, so ayin le'el reish simin shin lamidvav. But the Mechaber is saying, since they're somewhat soft and they're easily breakable, you could be chai v'chatos, and therefore, in this case, they were gozer even during ben hashmashos, that you can't take things off of these reeds. Afilu b'mekom mitzvah, even in a situation of a mitzvah, v'im hayu tlushim une'utzim, but if the reeds were already detached from the ground, and then they were stuck back into the ground, harei ze'eruv, then it would be a good eruv. Explains the Mishaburus of Katan Yabez, Shemi'achar Rotzalomar. Means to say, after behiniach eruv ba'ilon, even though we learned before that if you place your eruv on a tree, the yesh bo nami mishum shvus, which is also an iser shvus, the mishtamish be'ilon of making use of a tree, va'afilu hachi havei eruv, even so it is a good eruv, the lo gozer ben hashmashos b'mkom mitzvah kanal, like we said before, the rabbanon will not gozer ben hashmashos in a situation of a mitzvah. Mikomakom bekona shurach v'dak. However, when it comes to a reed which is soft and skinny, korov sheyovo lidei ketima, it's very close in coming that it's going to break. When you come to take the Eruv, and breaking something that's attached to the ground is the Malach of Kotzer. And therefore, since it's very close to coming to a Daraisa, even during Ben Hashmashos. V'chein hadin v'hiniach eruvo b'rishus harabim, rochok shmona amos v'mekom sh'neskavin lishbo sham de'inu eruv. So too, if a person places eruv in the rishus harabim, 8 amos away from the place that he wants to be konesh visa, that's also not a good eruv. De'ein matirin lahavio etzlo ben hashmashos. He's not allowed to bring the eruv towards himself during ben hashmashos, pochos mi'arba amos, by walking less than 4 amos at a time. For the same reason, it's very close in coming that he's going to be over in Isadar Aisra. If he tries to do it, pachos, midalaramos, he might come to do it more than dalaramos. And that would be a chiyuv chatos. The Shaar Tzion points out over here in Oz Yudalud, why specifically 8 amos? Avol bepachos mishmona amos kosher. But if it's less than 8 amos, that would be okay. The hanosin eruvo yeshlo makom shvisa 4 amos. When a person places an eruv, we know he gets a makom shvisa 4 amos. So nimtzu metatal rak pam achas pachos mi 4 amos. So it turns out that to bring his eruv to where he is will really only require him one time carrying less than 4 amos. The Rabbanim only goes there not to carry a few times less than 4 amos, you might come to carry more than 4 amos. But if it's such a distance that after you make your 4 amot situation around where your makom shvisa is, so then if you have less than 4 amos over there, so one time there the Rabbanim never goes there. Siv Katan Yud Gimel, Ki Yerek, the Ramah added on that if it's so soft like a vegetable, so look earlier what we learned in Simen Shin Lamed Vav. Rotzalomar means to say Shehim Rakim Biyoser, they're extremely soft. Da'oz Yeshlomar, because then we could say the din yerek yeshlehem, then these reeds would have a din of a yerek. Velo gazru behem mishum mishtamshus v'mechuber. In the case of a yerek, they would never gozer of making use of things attached to the ground like a tree. Velo mishum shema yiktom, and they also never made a gzera that it might break. V'nizbar zeb b'simin shin lamed vav. This is explained in more detail in shin lamed vav. Ayin shavim v'shaburus of katan yudal v'tezvav. Siv katan yudalud. We said if the reeds were first detached from the ground and then stuck back in, then it would be a good Erev. Umayriya filu begavoa yoser me'asara. And this is talking about a case, even if it's more than 10 tfachim, v'omdem b'rishus harabim, and it's in rishus harabim, v'rak shelo yia b'roch van arba tfachim. It can be 10 tfachim high, as long as it's not 4 tfachim wide. Da'oz ein aleihem shem rishus hayachid. Then at least it will not get a shem rishus hayachid. V'hu adin b'roch av arba, the same thing would be, if this reed would be 4 tfachim wide, v'rak shem p'chusa me'asara tfachim begova, and it would be less than 10 tefachim in height, she'ein nech shavim rak l'karmelis. That case also, that would only be a karmelis. Aval im he'niach b'konashu gavoa asar tefachim. But if you place the Erev on a konah that was 10 tefachim high, v'rochav arba tefachim, and it was 4 tefachim wide, shehu reshus hayachid gomur, that would be a regular shus hayachid, 10 tefachim high, 4 by 4 tefachim, length by width, then lo have Erev, then it would not be a good Erev in the skavin lishbos lamata ba'aretz. If his kavana was the start of Shabbos down below on the ground, shahu rishus harabim, which is a rish harabim, yesh malacha da raisa v'netiloso. In that case, taking it from the reed, which is a rishus hayachid, to where you are stationed in rishus harabim, would involve an iser da raisa, and therefore that would not be a good eruv. Sivkaten tesvav. But in the case that we're discussing in the Mechaber, where it is a kana ukundus that was first detached from the ground and then put in the ground, then we said hareza eruv tibaze afilu yiktom. In that case, even the worst case scenario that it breaks, gam kein laka iser daraisa, there's still no iser daraisa because it's not mechuber. V'yesh omrim da'af isur derabanan leis betalosh. Some say that when it's detached to the ground like this case, it wouldn't even be an iser derabanan ayin elya rabba. Let's see Sif Dalet, and then we'll see one bir alocha. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber says, Nusano ben Migdal, person placed his Erev in some kind of cabinet, v'nol b'fonov, and then he locked up the door, v'ovar ha-mafteach, and he lost the key mibod yom, from before Shabbos. So he locked up his Erev that he did a great job on, but he has no access to it now. Oshe nafal olav gal, or some kind of collapse happened over the Erev. So the halacha is im yochel lo tzio below asiyas melacha daraisa. Same idea. If he's able to get access to his eruv without being involved in a melacha daraisa, so hareza eruv, if the clearing out of the rubble or the opening up of this migdal where you lost the key would involve an issa daraisa, that would be not be a good eruv. If you have a way to do it that would not involve a daraisa, then it would be a good eruv. Says the mishabura of katan tazayim nisanu ba migdal v'chuli shenafal olav gal ayin leel besimin shin tzadi dalat sebeiz v'gimel le'inyan eruv. Look what he said earlier in Shin Sadidal Gabe Eruve Chatzeros, the Shambh Mishaburo Bealocha Mavura Koprate Hadinim Vuhadin Hocha. Whatever details we discuss over there in the Mishabura and the Bealocha Lagabe, this would be the same did over here by getting access to your Erev Tchumen. I'd like to just read one interesting Bealocha. It's going on Siv Gimel. It's the last Bealocha on page 548 of the Maskel V'Yeschayiv Chatas. So the Mechaber told us, in Sif Gimel, if you place the Erev on top of a kana or a kundos that was growing from the ground, it's not a good Erev, because since they're soft and they're easy to break, you're going to be chai v'chatos. Says the Beralocha, l'chora eina mavur. L'chora, this doesn't make any sense. Halo achshashu mipneishu rach osi ludei ketima shlobim eskavim. What's the concern over here? Since the reeds are soft, they might come to break without you realizing it, without intention. Kamosha pirish Rashi, like Rashi explains. V'imkein ein kan chiyav chatos. That's not a chatos. De'einu ela b'miskavim the malocha. A chatos is when you do something b'shogig. Shogig means you were mechavim for the malocha. V'rak sheshogag b'chiyuvo. You didn't realize that it was aser. That's not what we're worried about over here. You're not going to forget anything. Worried about over here, it might accidentally break. That's not a chiyav chatos. Ukvar omad bazeh haritva, and the ritva is already omad on this lakuna. Umefarish delo kipirish Rashi eloka nisker leel, and he explains not like Rashi, rather like we said above. The yavo lemalacha legemura leshavro b'miskavin. The concerns of the ritva is that it might come to a malacha gemura, you might break it with intention. B'netzilaso, as you're trying to get your eruv, mishum di'eshel and tosa mishum dekashahu. Since it is a little bit hard, we're worried that you might break it to get to your eruv with intention, and that's the problem. Ulapirish Rashi, and according to Rashi that says it might break by mistake, tzarech lomer, you'll have to explain, dekeven de'etzim ha'malacha yesh bo chiyav chatos. Since the etzem melacha of breaking something mechuber l'chatas in general, that's something that's mechuber l'karka in general has a chiyav chatas, v'karov she'yasenu, and it's close and coming that you're going to do it. So gazru bo af she'yaseh shalom miskavin. So according to Rashi, you have to say they will go there, even though you're doing a shalom miskavin, but it's the kind of act that would have a chatas attached to it if you did it the right way that would require a chatas, even though over here in a chanami doesn't require a chatas. That's the way you'd have to explain the Firashi, but the Fidu Yitzva says it's a little bit more simple, that you might intentionally go ahead and break the reed. You might forget that it's not allowed on Shabbos, and that would taka be mechayv you chatos. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem next time with Siv Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.